This year's World Youth Day will take place in the Spanish capital from August 16th to 20th, in just under 1 week's time. Pope Benedict is scheduled to arrive on Thursday, August 18th, and in total will preside at 9 events with young people over 4 days. But this, the Pope's third visit to Spain, will also have the diplomatic protocol of an official state visit. In fact, the Holy Father will visit with the head of Spain, King Juan Carlos, and meet with the Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero.
La España está aspettando il Santo Padre con un grande desiderio e una speranza che possa...
Speaking to Vatican Radio from Madrid, Apostolic Nuncio Archbishop Renzo Frattini says Spain is waiting for the Holy Father with great desire and hope that he will also encourage a spiritual rebirth of the nation. The nuncio in Madrid says the nation is going through a crisis of values and believes that the Pope will bring a new wind to society, even though Pope Benedict's mission is primarily a spiritual one. The nuncio says many young people feel disillusioned and are in need of a new hope, and so this day he believes represents a new beginning. The nuncio believes that the World Youth Day is a crucial component in Pope Benedict's vision of a new evangelization of the European continent. Archbishop Frattini says the Pope will also make time for confessions, a testimony to indicate that the Christian life really starts from an inner renewal, from a conversion, the return to God. The theme for World Youth Day in Madrid is Rooted and Built Up in Jesus Christ, Firm in the Faith, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Archbishop Frattini believes this to be particularly apt at a time of economic uncertainty. He said he believes it's a good opportunity to rediscover the foundations of the fundamental choice of Christian life. Life in its everyday relationship with others, and in a dimension of solidarity and openness to the world. The Archbishop concluded with the hope that the week of events will help lead many young people, Christian and non-Christian, to discover their vocation in life. I'm Eimear McCarthy.